This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What kind of a challenge is Christian Owens? I mean, I know obviously, you know, a huge challenge, but maybe, you know, specifically, what kind of makes him that guy that's so dangerous, you know, both against the run and against the pass?
Well, he's a great NFL player, you know. He's extremely active, fast, strong, knows ball, knows how to turn it on, knows how to temper it to his game speed, and he's been doing it for a while now. So, and he has the and respect of us, and he has the respect of the NFL. So, and like anybody that has that type of aura, I would say it's just a different deal.
You know, you talked last week about momentum being more of a confidence thing. You play well, you feel good the next week. It seemed like your O-line, you know, the offense had that perfect game. It felt like you guys were as on point, I think, as I've ever seen you executing, you know, making blocks the way you should. What's the level of confidence in that room right now?
F everybody, literally. And, it's just us because the world dropped us, you know, the world dropped us on our head and it was just us that could pick each other up. And we as a unit know that. So it's literally just no disrespect, but it's just F everybody and just focus on ourselves. Like we don't need anybody to tell us that and we're good and that, oh, and we're doing a good job anymore. It's all us. Like, I'm going to tell Mitch that Mitch is doing a great job. Mitch is going to tell me that I'm doing a great job. I'm going to tell Spencer. Darryl is going to tell Bates, and it's just going to keep going around in a big circle. And we're going to continue to just pick each other up and leave the outside world out until, you know, when we get this thing done.
Appreciate it, man. Good luck this weekend.
Yep, thank you, bro.
The snowman, Mookie Harkins.
Yeah, Mook, my dog.
I see you working on that snow grill too, man.
Yeah. A little getting something, man.
Getting the smile right?
A little something, you know, get the smile right the right way.
Absolutely. Hey, man, this Chiefs defense goes how Chris Jones goes, and I'm quite sure you know that already. And in the AFC Championship, Coach talked about, you know, the lack of physicality up front. How does this O-line unit be able to win their battles up front on Sunday?
We just got to just focus on ourselves. We understand the type of players that they have. They're a great team. They're a Super Bowl team. They have won the whole thing with the guys that are there, so we understand that they're at a different caliber than a lot of, you know, like organizations and a lot of players. Like, they got the whole thing done, and we understand that. And with us knowing that, we just have to do what we do well, and that's just play our style of ball. We just have to work. We have to outwork. We have to run around. We have to just be us. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we're going to do. We're just going to be us. And the chips will fall however the chips got to fall.
Right, man. So how does this team go into Arrowhead and get the job done?
Focus on ourselves, Mook, literally. Focus on ourselves with our foot on the gas pedal and the foot on our gas pedal to fueling us and focusing on us and keeping everybody energized and keeping Josh clean. And it's about it. You know, like we give Josh time. Josh does what Josh does. And then Josh becomes one of the best players to ever do it. Keep him clean.
Before I let you go, Deion, how important is it to maintain that balance, you know, that balance aggressive attacking within the offense?
Say it again. The balance with what?
How important is it to maintain that balance attack the same way you came out against New England?
I mean, it's important because obviously with that type of, energy, it worked. So if we could just tap into that working system, then, you know, the rest is a special day. So as long as just we could just grab a little bit of what we took from the Patriots game, a little bit like from the Jets, a little bit from all of the games that we've won, you know, it'll be Bills.
Absolutely, man. Safe travels and good luck, Sunday.
Yeah, for sure, Mo. Appreciate you, brother.
Hey, Deion. Always good to see you. How you doing?
What's up, Dante?
What is it about Josh Allen that makes the whole team just want to run through a wall for him?
Shoot, I guess the question is, what isn't it about Josh Allen? You know, Josh is Josh, you know? And when I say Josh is Josh, he is his own person. Like, he's a big kid just having fun. And a lot of people don't really, like, realize that, but he does a great job of you know, taking it serious and then just being him. And for anybody that's his size that can run and jump and run through and through people, it's a special combination. And Josh is giftedly one of those guys that has it.
Definitely. Thank you. Good luck this weekend.
Yep, for sure. Thank you.
Hey, Deion, what has Reggie Gilliam added to this team over the last stretch?
So I am so glad that Reggie is starting to pop up in these questions because Reggie is a dog and he's been a dog. You know, Reggie has been a dog for a long time. And when I say dog, I mean an animal. Like, you know, Reggie opposes his will on whoever he physically puts his hands on. And I honestly think that Reggie, pound for pound, is probably a secret. Like he's the secret that is finally out. But he's one of those guys that just stays quiet, but he's like a snake. And if you get close enough, he'll bite you.
He's had an uptick in like recent games, but also had a big role when y'all played in Kansas City last time. So just kind of to follow up on that, what can he bring to this offense when everything's already clicking to add that element on top of the rest of it?
I think the easiest way that I can say it, I would say in a way he's just a solid base point, you know. He's a cinder block, you know, like we're putting the whole thing together and Reggie's just one of those pieces that fits in wherever he has to like fit in, and it's just a perfect fit. And yeah, definitely just a perfect fit of cinder blocks and building what we have going on.
Awesome. Thanks.
Yep. Thanks, Kat.
Good afternoon, Deion. George Radney, Challenger Community News. How you doing this afternoon?
What up, George? How you doing?
Good. Great. Glad to speak with you. And the question for you today, how's it with Ryan Bates joining the lineup, being next to you now? You guys look to seem... You really guys seem like to have chemistry and a nice coming off the ball in unison a little more now. Can you speak on Ryan Bates joining the lineup?
Absolutely. Bates has been around for a long time, and he finally got his opportunity to have a consistent role. And me and Bates Ben had chemistry. Bates used to sit right next to me in meetings and before COVID happened and we had to split up, but he still is always like very, very close. You know, Bates is a Philly guy. So off the gate, me and Bates clicked. It was just a respected process. Like, oh, like you're from basically Philly. I'm from Jersey. I'm with the school in Philly. You're my guy. And Bates is overall a good dude. He's a smart player, and he's doing a great job. He's doing a great job of communicating and flying around. And you definitely got it. Bates is Nate's and my like chemistry is definitely there. It's been going well.
Okay, and last but not least, how long did it take for you to get your stamina back that you're comfortable with playing with in these games as the season went on? How long did it take for you to really feel comfortable out there with your ability?
Yeah, honestly, from the first battle with COVID, it was it took a long time. Like I still ain't really feel like me until literally towards the end of the season, and then I got cold and COVID again. And when I got COVID the second time, it really didn't affect my and my stamina. And I was blessedly thankful for it, because I've been feeling great. I've been running around. I've been an extra step and a half ahead, but it is definitely like caught up. But the first one definitely took longer than the second tour. How I would say it.
All right, you looking good out there. Definitely, you got the look. Yeah. Like I can see it with my eyeball. I give you the eyeball test, and your speed is definitely seems to be back. Hey, good luck. Appreciate your time. Good luck on Sunday.
Yeah, appreciate it, bro. Thank you so much.
Okay, Deion, it's Mark Gaughan here. Thanks for bringing your enthusiasm to these things, as always.
Yeah.
You know, middle of the season, Jacksonville Indy games were tough. Obviously, when you're behind, you're going to be throwing a lot more no matter what. But do you feel like there was a point, maybe the New Orleans game, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but do you think after that midseason point, do you sense there was a point from Sean on down, we're going to play, we're going to get more physical somehow, some way? What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, like absolutely. The narrative of the world for the Buffalo Bills is they can't run. They can't run the football. The O-line isn't good enough. The running backs suck. Like all this crazy stuff. And the coaches brought it to our attention. And when they brought it to our attention, you know, and we took it personal, and we also took it pridefully that this is our job, and we had to get it done right. Like no matter what, in this league, you have to be able to throw, pass, and play well on special teams. And with knowing that, we had to put that piece of the puzzle together sooner than later, which it was later than sooner, but it's together. So as long as it got done, they did exactly what they wanted to do, which was make it a point of emphasis to be more physical, and they got it done.
Great. And then Melvin Ingram, obviously he was a tough in week one.
That was week one where a lot of us weren't at their self, and I'm extremely excited for in this game, and that's coming up on Sunday. So
He plays, but they got him playing a little more on the other side. I mean, they mix it up, but they play.
I'm
but
very
just what is he good? What is he, you know, what is good about Al? What makes him good?
Ingram. Well, his name is Melvin Ingram. He's fast. He's a shorter player. He plays with a lot of like energy, and he's a savvy vet, but we're definitely catching him at the right time. So I'm extremely excited to see his number flash across me and across Spencer. And it'll be a very great athletic day for both him and us.
All right, Deion, thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
Hi, Deion, it's Jay with the Buffalo News. I recognize it's the other side of the football, but how impressive has it been to see what the secondary has been able to do since Tre'Davious got hurt?
Secondary is a special unit, and every last person on that secondary unit, group, room, whatever you call it, they're special. And of course, I gotta like speak about Micah. You know, Micah is a special player. Poyer is a special player. Levi is extremely special. Taryn, like all those boys, do what they do well at an extremely high level. And with having them on our team, it just gives us the extra boost of energy that, listen, the air battle is going to be secure. And in this league, like it's a passing league. So when you have guys that can make a passing league harder for every opposing quarterback, it's a good deal.
Yeah. And, you know, for them to do it without Trey, who was a, you know, a first team all pro, do you feel like that those guys maybe took that upon themselves as sort of a challenge to show that, you know, even without him, we're still elite and we can still do this?
Yeah. But I also think it shows more of the bond that those guys have, that even though that one of their lead guys went down, that next person said, I got your back. And without any hiccup in the room, did anybody have any doubt? And I'm speaking from the outside in. So just from seeing of how like those guys bond in the building and they're always laughing, they're always together, they go to dinner, they walk in unison, they talk in unison, they do everything in unison. So with them understanding that Trey and went down, of course, opportunities present themselves, but it just shows, like, even like they had a press conference and they brought Trey's jersey. So it's more so of a family thing of we're going to pick our brother up and there's not going to be any hiccup.
Awesome. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate your time.
Hey, Dion, when you were talking about the confidence of this offensive line and, you know, the outside noise and all that sort of thing, you mentioned how, like, you guys tell each other you're doing a good job and that sort of thing. How important is that, you know, to kind of have that positive communication and, you know, with the guys that you're next to every day?
I think it's extremely important because, you know, people forget that we're human, you know, people really forget that. And when you're doing something well, you want to hear, great job. Yo, that was dope. Dion, like, that was a great knockdown. Mitch, boy, like, Anna, you pulled and you were running faster than Isaiah. Like you want to hear that positive reinforcement because we're human. And because we're human, it's just it's just that natural thing that everybody needs to help with their process of growth. Like, nobody wants to work and not hear you've been doing a great job. Like, for instance, if you're doing this every day and your colleagues or your boss isn't saying you've been asking great questions, you've been doing amazing job, like, you would say, I wonder if I'm really, like, doing good, or is this my last couple weeks here in Buffalo? Like, so with the positive, like reinforcements, it's definitely always a double plus.
And then one completely unrelated thing. Multiple people today and often call Josh a big kid. When you say that, what about him is like a kid that like comes to mind? Like, what's an example of something he does?
So I would hope that everybody is keeping all of the big kid stuff in-house. But I'm going to keep all of the big kid stuff in-house as well. But I can just tell you that that Josh is comfortable with the people that he's comfortable with, and that's us. So with his jokes, with his, like, just like, it's just everything. But you could just tell that he's not walking around here all, I'm Josh Allen, I'm a robot, I'm the best quarterback in the league. No, like he's a big kid. Like, yo, like, let's play flip the bottle. Let's, you know, do all type of like little stuff. And that you're thinking like that, but like, that's some childish stuff, but it's just Josh, you know, just big kid Josh.
BKJ.
Yeah.
Hey, Dion, it's Sal, man. How are you?
What up, Sal? Shkitty.
Just in my kitchen making coffee for my wife here in the afternoon. Yeah. Are you a coffee drinker?
Creamer or milk?
Flavored creamer for me. Sorry.
What, like caramel? Caramel.
You know what? Hazelnut, French vanilla. It's all good.
Hazelnut is fire. Hazelnut is fire. So now, white sugar or like the brown sugar?
I'm a sweetener guy. If I don't have creamer, I'll just do sweetener.
So now I have a question for you, Sal. Have you ever had oat milk?
No, I haven't. What is that?
It's something that you need to try. It is an oat milk. You put in your coffee and it is a game changer.
Okay.
I promise you that. It is a game changer. Oat milk. Yes.
Will it make me like 6'5", 320 or something like you or no?
Like you are way out of the ballgame now, brother. But it'll definitely brighten up your day.
All right. Well, I'll try. Maybe Max can get there for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, for sure.
I want to ask, I know you've been asked about Melvin, but Chris Jones was a bit of a problem last year. I mean, he's a disruptive force, and he didn't play in that first game you guys played. I know you're not lined up on him. I understand that if he's inside. But what does a guy like that do for the rest of the D-line?
Confidence, you know. Everything is energy. And when that energy is coming off positive and guys are feeling it and guys are feeling good and guys are making plays and guys can feed off of each other, it's a plus. So with him being back in the lineup, it just gives it more opportunities for guys to hit that power up button where there's a positive juice factor or he gets a tackle for loss and he celebrates and he gets the crowd hype. Like it all plays in a nice part of a game. And with him being back, you know, it puts their percentage up higher for plays to be made because he's a good player.
You have to match that energy though, right? I mean, even if a play goes against you, you got to make sure you're not going down that. You have to match that.
Yep. And the good thing is that we know in a game and like this, guys are going to make plays. Guys are going to mess up. Guys are going to make great things. Guys are going to and become superstars. Like that's just what happens in games and like this. So the good thing about it is we could just flush it and let it go away. Cause you know, it's a 1 week season. So, that play literally does not matter anymore because if we don't flush it and we don't get back on track, we're not talking about that. You know, we'll be like talking about our exit meetings, and that's not what we're trying to do.
Always appreciate you, and safe travels to KC, man.
Thank you, brother.
Okay. All we have time for today. Thank you, Dion.
Yep, thank you.
Introduce the next guy.
Yo, I want to let y'all know up next we have somebody special to our program. There was a question that came up about our secondary, and he is one of the keys to our secondary. Can we all please just give a round of applause for our guy, Levi Wallace? Levi Wallace. Come on, Levi. One of the smoothest Alabama cats in the world, Craig. Come on, slow motion. Slow motion. Here we go.
Yo. What's up, Levi? Can you hear me okay? Ready to get started?
Ready.
All right, Mookie will have our first question.
excuse me. Levi Wallace, Mookie Hawkins, Buffalo Sports Cincinnati. What's going on, big guy?
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. We all know what Tariq Hill and Travis Kelce bring to the table and all the attention that those guys draw, but Byron Pringle has been pretty much the invisible go-to guy. So how important is it not to lose sight of number 13?
Yeah, my third time going against Pringle now, and he's a crafty dude. He really is. And even just looking at the game last week, we hit a double move in the red area. I mean, the kick returner? He got some speed too. You know, and it's just hard for a guy like that to get the recognition that he deserves, but he's a really good player. And even number 11, I think Robinson, those guys are pretty good. And they don't get a lot of credit because they're behind two some of the best players in the league, but those guys definitely deserve their flowers too.
Now, hey, man, you've been doing an awesome job. You're part of this air traffic control unit. I was just speaking with Mike and Emporia about, but when teams watch film, you know, quarterbacks pretty much pick and choose where they want to go with the ball. Do you feel disrespected the way they target you on third downs? And how will you be able to control that outcome?
Third downs? I honestly don't know when they target me. You might be knowing that a little bit more better than me. I did just come back to the play call. I think it's just a little bit more on my plate, you know, and I'm expected to win. But like I said, I really don't pay attention when I'm targeted, to be honest. I just try to win my rep each and every rep. So.
Absolutely, man. I know you'll get the job done out there this week. Good luck Sunday.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Levi, it's Sal here. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, Sal. How you doing?
I'm good. How important is tackling in this game from the secondary? It seems like their offense has really morphed into one that They trust their guys to get it underneath. They go for yards after catch a lot. I think Pat, his receivers are number one or two in the league with yards after catch. How important is that part of the game this week, especially?
Yeah, I think even studying film, so I think from even the first time we played them, you know, they were always looking for like the go ball and the deep ball and the explosive plays. I think Mahomes is trusting his guys a little bit more, throwing it down, you know, just little check downs and watching his players break tackles and get those yards after catch. And so it's extremely important like it is every week. And we have to go out there and do a great job, take great angles, because so many times, you know, you can see, especially 10 on the field, just how he takes guys' angles. I mean, it's different seeing him on TV than being on the field with him, just how fast and explosive he is. So just getting guys to the ball and taking great angles is definitely important this week.
And I don't think we spoke to you after the game. I know I didn't. Just so I apologize. I know this is going back. Can you just describe what you saw in that interception on Saturday night?
Mine or Michael's?
Yours.
They came over and they ran double outs. I think we practiced it all week. And Matt did a great job of playing it. You know, he played the play. And, you know, he tipped it up. And I was just locked in on, you know, I thought I was longer than what I was. And I had to, like, double catch it. But, you know, I left my feet forward. And it took a lot of focus to bring that in. And then, you know, I get kind of nervous trying to get up and getting the ball punched out. You know, I take my interception and I'll just stay down there. And Poe's like, get up. I'm like, man, look, I got the interception. I did my job. So it was a good play by Matt and great catch by me. So.
Thanks, Levi.
Levi, John Worrell. Following up on Sal's question, what about Micah's interception? What was your angle and when did you see him coming?
So what was it? I don't even remember what down. I was on Aguilar and he ran the dig and go. And I should have known it was coming, you know, because I broke on so many digs the first time we did it. And he ran dig and go, but he ran it so far to the inside that it brought Micah to the party. And I knew 2-3 was back there somewhere, or Poyer. And, you know, just trying those guys in the deep field is risky, especially with those guys in the range that they have. And so all I saw was a blue glare flash in front of me. And Micah, he's extremely gifted. And when it comes to his catching ability, I honestly haven't seen anyone who has ball skills the way he does. And so he made a great play, and I was excited for him.
There had to be a sense of surprise and maybe relief. I mean, you go from, oh, shoot, to wow.
Relief. I mean, you know what I mean? Like I knew Micah was down there somewhere. I just didn't know exactly where. I'm looking at the receiver, hoping to gain some ground. And Mike came in and made that great play. You know, I knew we were single high, safe in the middle of the field. I knew Micah was down there somewhere. So he made a hell of a play and I was excited for him for sure.
So maybe in that sense, the sense of trust that you've established with Mike and Jordan, knowing that they've got your backs in that way, how big has that become for you? And that secondary overall?
Yeah, it goes both ways. It goes both ways, depending on the call. And even after that play, I told him, I'm not going to stop being aggressive. I'm still going to break as hard as I do on the digs because that's just what I do really well. I read it and I go. And they're like, yeah, we got you over the top. Like, you break, make a play. If you don't, we got you over the top. And so just having that trust, even when we're in quarters, and I'm like, yo, if he runs this dig, you break, and I'm going to fly high and help the other safety. Like, it's just the communication that we have and the trust that we have in each other is unparalleled, I feel like. Just the camaraderie that we've had, over 4 years now, five with T. White, Micah, and Poyer. Just the guys, just the way we are on and off the field, we have a lot of trust in each other and to get the job done. So it's been good.
Thanks, Levi.
Hey, Levi, how you doing? What is it about Josh Allen that makes the whole team want to run through a wall for him?
Listen, if you haven't been watching the games, man, I don't know what to tell you. You see guys, Josh is jumping over people, running through people, just getting us fired up, you know, and just having a leader like that. It's like, yo, like, I'm glad he's on my team for sure, but just off the field, just how he carries himself, you know, just how hard he works. I mean, he doesn't like a play in practice. He starts a play. Like, nah, we're running that back. We're running the whole thing back if we have to. And it's just so easy to get behind a guy like that. We know that just cares about his game and just wants the success for everyone around him. And he makes it easy for sure. So it's been good having him. And I mean, we came in the same year too. So just seeing his growth and develop it's been amazing for sure.
Awesome. Thank you. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Hey, Levi, it's Jay with the Buffalo News. You know, we've asked you a lot since Tre'Davious got hurt about, you know, the secondary and how it's, you know, stuck together and continued to play at a high level. Going into this game, though, does this feel like the biggest challenge that you guys will have faced since Trey got hurt?
You know, I think week to week, it's a challenge, honestly. I think it comes back to a game plan. I think Tampa Bay, we needed to, it was a good challenge. Even Carolina with two good receivers that they have. Atlanta has some good receivers too. So it goes back to the game plan and just relying on our fundamentals and trusting each other. I think that's what it boils down to. I think that's what's kept us together since Tre'Davious got hurt.
And in along those lines, you know, he gets hurt and there's, you know, questions, right, about how the group is going to stay together. Was there a part of that, either individually or collectively as a group, where you guys took that as a challenge to show that, yeah, we're without, you know, an all pro, but he wasn't the only piece of this secondary and that we can continue to do what we've been doing even without him? You know, was there like kind of a challenge internally, I guess, that came with that?
No, I honestly don't think so. I think the standard's just been the standard, you know, with and without him. I feel like it's been like that all year, no matter who gets hurt, who's out for a game, who's out for a play. You know, the standard is a standard. We work hard to have our starters good, but as well as our backups, you know, and everybody has a game plan. There's no hiccups. There's no mistakes. Everyone's still playing at a high level. That's just the standard when you come and play Buffalo football.
Cool. Thanks, Levi. I appreciate the insight.
No doubt, Jay.
Hey, Levi, you mentioned Matt Milano's impact on your interception last game. The only game he's missed all season was last time you all played Kansas City. So just having him for this week and all year, what has he brought to this defense?
You know, Matt is a special player. He really is. You know, with his safety background, just being able to move the way he does at a linebacker position. And he's just one of those guys who's just so instinctive. And if he makes a mistake, I promise you he won't make it again. And he goes and he communicates and over-communicates what he sees on film. And it's just so fun to play with a guy like that. And, you know, a lot of times since Tre'Davious has been out, I've been a little bit more to the boundary, it feels like. And so I've had to work with him a lot more. And just the way we're on the same page all the time, he just makes it easier for me to do my job. And then he's just a baller. You know, he's just a player. He sometimes goes off script and makes plays. Just knowing, like, he's so instinctive, you know, he can do that. He has that ability. So having a guy like that who can just fly around, it's pretty special and unique for sure.
When you mentioned those instincts, you know, twice in the same answer, how much can those help a guy like him and this defense as a whole as you guys get ready for the Kansas City offense?
Yeah, I think just with his matchups, you know, I think he's going to be a key role, just like AJ was the first time we played him, you know, and AJ's done a great job for us as well. He has great instincts as well, you know, all the years that he has and experience. And Matt, he's going to be him. This game's not going to change him. He's not going to do more than what he does and not less than what he does either. He's going to be the same Matt Milano that I know, just a baller. So I look forward to seeing him ball this weekend.
Awesome. Thanks.
No doubt.
Hey, Levi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, Ryan, I got you.
Thanks. I remember reading an interesting story about you in March that you actually told your agent, I want to go back to Buffalo. It's not about the money. We're going to win a Super Bowl. I'm wondering if you can tell me a little bit about that conversation you had. And now that the playoffs are here, does it feel like anything short of a Super Bowl would be disappointing for Buffalo if that's a little different than last year when it was all about just winning that first playoff game in 25 years?
First of all, question for you. One, I don't know who wrote that. Two, is my phone tapped? I didn't know, is my phone tapped? Because I don't know who heard that conversation. But I did say that, you know, I want to come back and have an opportunity to win the Super Bowl, knowing that we have to put in the same work. You know, no one's going to be just as hard to get back to this position, back in the playoffs. And so I'm not going to say that winning the Super Bowl is going to be a disappointment because we're not there yet. You know, we have Kansas City in our way. And it's one game at a time. You know, this is a great challenge for us. One of the best teams in the AFC. And we look forward to the challenge like we did last year. and we came up short. So it's definitely, you know, a little bit more motivating, especially for me, you know, knowing that this is going to be one of those games where it's win or go home.
Yeah, you got to look into that. NFL Network might have your phone tapped. Yeah.
No doubt. No doubt.
Thanks, Levi.
I'm coming for you, Brian.
Hey, Levi, how are you?
I'm good, Matt. How you doing?
I'm good. You know, I asked Micah about this, and, you know, there's been some comparisons of Isaiah McKenzie to Deebo Samuel the last couple of weeks, you know, since he's had kind of a larger role in the offense. Obviously, different body types, but in terms of just how he's used and all the different ways that you can use him, that's kind of where more of the comparisons are coming from. How hard is that from a defensive perspective to prepare for a weapon like that in an opposing offense that can do so many things in the run and pass game?
You know what? I honestly compare him more to Tyreek Hill, if I can be honest, because they do line up Tyreek Hill as a running back too and hand the ball off to him too, and they move him all around, try to give him the ball. He's effective. And so Isaiah McKenzie, he is a matchup problem. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. He is just one of those special guys, and I'm sitting on the sideline like, yo, Isaiah has like real Olympic speed, and it's crazy. It's so hesitant, and it does remind me of Tyreek Hill. Just how he can stop on a dime and start again. People are born with that. You can't teach that. And so just that ability that he has, that you move him all over the field, you have to know where 19 is at on the field at all times, because he is that fast that he can run a 60-yard play in an instant, run it over, and then get a jet sweep and turn it into a big play as well. So I'm glad that we have that guy on our team for sure. And then just him talking mess just makes it even worse.
I appreciate your insight, man. Thank you so much.
No doubt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.